Hello, it's Stacey Holt from Real Estate Excellence. Thank you for joining me for this short podcast. This podcast is for Real Estate Excellence members. So, regrettably, if you're not a member, it's of no benefit to you. Now, members, just an update relating to the October member update service and the contents. Now, today is September 30, 2021, and just letting you know, I've uploaded to Member Online. So you can download it at any time at the latest member update folder. And we're going to email it to you as usual on the 7th of October. So the contents of the October 2021 update is information in relation to the RTRA Act and where it is in Parliament. So just some vital updates there for you. The COVID tenancy regulation laws have been extended again. So, as you know, there's still a handful of COVID laws in play and they've been extended again. So, I've just got some information there about what's the laws in relation to the COVID tenancy regulations and obviously how far it's been extended. Thank you, Property Manager Day 2021. So, just a reminder about that special day, annual event that began in 2012. And also, I'm holding a special one-day event if you're able to come. Otherwise, please, I just hope you do something to celebrate the special day. There's a media release that I've provided to you from the government in relation to a property management agent ordered to pay more than $22,000. Obviously, some serious matters. So I've just shared that with you. The licensee and administration update. There's some articles I've shared with you. Obviously, a very topical conversation for many at the moment and many industries, but an article from Carter Newell Law Firm about it's called Compelling COVID-19 Vaccinations in the Workplace for Real Estate Agencies. Another one, How Can You Protect Against Defamatory Comments on Your Facebook Page? So, a very useful article. Obviously, sadly, some people are defamatory, and it's a very useful article about protecting your agency. Then there's a comparison about the two residential property contracts mainly used in Queensland, the ADL and REIQ, the Real Works sales contracts. So just a useful article I've shared with you there. And what to do if there's a data breach. Obviously, with cybercrime and all the matters that we're all exposed to. But what to do if there is a data breach in your agency. So a very useful document there. The QCAT case of the month is an excessive hardship claim of a tenant, and then it turns in relation to the lessor claims the agent did not act in the lessor's best interests. So that's the QCAT case of the month attached. And the lessor newsletter template of the month is a very wonderful frequently asked questions about the smoke alarm laws. So, frequently asked questions with, of course, the answer in relation to the smoke alarm laws. So the October member update, realestateexcellence.com.au, and of course you then go to Member Online, and we're going to email it to you as normal on the 7th of October 2021 this month. As always, you know we're an email away if we can be of any service or assistance to you or provide any best practice support. And I thank you as always for your valued business. It is greatly appreciated. This is Stacey Holt from Real Estate Excellence, and bye for now.